Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay. This is our day. Actually, we're off schedule, but this is the day that we're going to talk about clay, and I have a lot of clay questions in queue. I'm your host just for the next 30 to 45 minutes, as long as you want to keep asking questions about uses of clay and just your curiosity if you're new to clay or if you've been here a long time and have come upon something new and have a question about it. This is your time to ask. I have quite a few questions in queue already, so I'm going to start with them. And from Eileen in Arizona. I've been drinking clay for a few days now in the morning with good results. Last night I drank a teaspoon of living clay mixed in with water at bedtime too and did not sleep as deeply as usual. Is the clay too energizing to drink right before bed? I also took some herbal tinctures earlier in the evening, which I do not normally take. Olive leaf tincture, sage tincture, so one or both of these might be the culprit, I'm not sure. I've never had anyone report, that the clay kept them awake. It's usually very relaxing. I'm concerned on how you're mixing the clay. You say a teaspoon of clay in some water. How much water? The right proportion is 2 ounces, a teaspoon and 2 ounces of water. And I'm going to recommend if you have a blender to mix it by the quart and put 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay and put it in the blender and blend it on high for 20 to 30 seconds, then pour it into a quart bottle or jar with a plastic lid, and it can stay on your kitchen cabinet. You can just go by and pour off the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 ounces, however much you're taking. A lot of people just put a teaspoon and it ends up, instead in 2 ounces, it ends up in... When you stir clay in water, it doesn't break the clay up. Clay gets wet on the outside and dry in the middle, and it makes little mud balls. So shaking it is very important, or blending it, to get it fully hydrated so it can be working. I just don't trust stirring a teaspoon of clay in a glass of water and downing it right away. Some people leave it all night so it'll finally absorb and expand, and then you can stir it again and you won't have lumps. But I prefer just making it all at once and just go by and pouring off what you need. If you dilute it too much, you're weakening the effects. I had a call from a gentleman yesterday with eczema, and he had a horrible patch all over his back. And he at first was putting a teaspoon in a glass and 2 tablespoons and 8 ounces of water. I'm sorry. He was using half the recipe and was putting his tablespoon in 8 ounces of water, and it wasn't working for him. So I suggest he mixed it the way I just told you, and he started taking it, and in 2 months it's entirely cleared his eczema up. I would have suggested maybe kicking up the clay a notch, and it would have worked a little better. So instead of his 2 ounces 3 times a day, he could have taken 3 ounces 3 times a day, or maybe even 4. When you have an outbreak on your skin, it's generally an imbalance somewhere inside your digestive system. Your system is out of whack, over-acidic, the bacteria count isn't right, parasites, any number of things can cause the skin to break out. But it always starts inside. They say your skin is a reflection of your insides. So don't dilute it too much. It may be one of these other things you were taking that caused it. I've just not had people report that. You know, if it's a concern, take it a couple of hours before. Take it at 8 o'clock instead of right at bedtime. And if you want to eat a cracker with it, or a little piece of bread, or something with it, you can. We just recommend taking it on an empty stomach when you're trying to do a colon cleanse and get all the crud out of your lower colon that's stuck in those crevices and that's hard and rotten and dried out. And when you pull it out, it usually constipates you because it's dumping anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds of this old crud that's just sitting in there lining your colon and keeping your nutrition from being absorbed into the body. So if that's your case, do whatever you need to keep the plumbing working, flowing. Take whatever you need, like silver enemas. I like over-the-counter magnesium tablets. We all need more magnesium anyway. But I really don't think that the energy in clay is not like a caffeine energy. It's not a high like that where you're vibrating. It's a very subtle energy. You just feel better all over. It's just open to the flow of energy in the body of your own energy. And so you can try it again and see what happens. But I would suggest you mix it by the quart, 4 cups of water to 1/2 cup of clay and blend it. Okay, Kathy from North Bay, Canada. I've been to North Bay. It's a lovely little town. Can overindulging in clay, over diluting the clay when ingesting it, make it less effective? I need to water it down just to be able to drink it, less nauseating and constipating. Well, we just kind of talked about that. Yes, it is less effective. As far as nauseating it, try eating a little something before you take it, or, you know, take it with meals or after meals. But you dilute it too much, and like I say, it's going to take you longer to see results. It's not going to be as effective. As far as constipation goes, 80% of the people will report they have 3 good bowel movements. 20% will get constipated. It's not because the clay is building little brick walls. It's this crud it's pulling out that we were just talking about. So either take enemas, prunes, whatever you do to keep your janitorial services working. I recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets. You want to make sure you're taking magnesium oxide and not magnesium citrate. Magnesium oxide. Get the tablets, 250 milligrams. You can get them at the grocery store, the drugstore, anywhere supplements are sold. And you can cut them in half. You know, if one is too much and you're going too much, just cut it in half and take a half so you can kind of play with them with how much you need. And usually that's affected by your eating style. You know, if you're eating more vegetables and fruit, we all go better because there's more fiber than if we're eating a big, thick piece of meat that's hard to digest or a lot of starches. So keep that in bay and try that. And, you know, go ahead and try taking it after you eat a little something, maybe after breakfast in the morning. It's going to still work, but it's going to be better not to dilute it too much, okay? Kim in Austin. Hi, Perry. 3 questions from me. What are your recommendations for using clay for children, both internally and externally? I'm guessing they should be on lower quantities than adults. Yes, they should. For clay baths, we usually say, you know, if they're 5 or under, some of them take a full clay bath, a 1 cup clay bath. We had a child with a 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream, and he took a 1 cup clay bath twice a week for 3 months and was drinking a tablespoon of the liquid clay twice a day. And in 3 months, his lead was completely gone. And when they retested him again, we don't know when it was gone. The tests are kind of expensive, so they don't, you know, test them every week. So it could have been sooner that he had his results. So children, babies and infants, you can give them a teaspoon of the liquid and add it to their juice or milk. 4 and 5 years old, I would do like this little boy, a tablespoon of the liquid. And they can do it with meals. My grandson won't drink it, so I put it in little apple juice, and he drinks it that way. Sometimes you have to be creative, stir it in their oatmeal, put it in their smoothie. They won't even know they're getting it. So, okay, number 2, if you're going to make a drawing salve using clay, what percentage of clay should you use in the recipe? Any recommended oils? I'm thinking of making a salve in lieu of or in addition to clay compresses for psoriasis. There is one called Muscle Rub that's clay with tea tree oil and peppermint oil. I don't know the proportions. Mostly clay. You never want to mix oils to dry clay. You want to hydrate the clay first and then add them in. So you can play around with it and see what you come up with. Some people use a little tea tree or peppermint or lavender, you know, whatever, and try those. It's really, you know, the way we discover things is just playing the mad scientist. The way I discovered that clays were make lotions and creams phenomenal was one day I had Jergens lotion, which I really don't like. It's kind of runny. I put some in a bowl and I added some hydrated clay to it and stirred it in, and it made it this thick, luxurious cream. It was just wonderful. And I put it on and it wasn't greasy. I could open the doorknobs to get out of the bathroom without getting a towel to open it. It seemed to dry to a matte finish on your skin and fluffs out the wrinkles. So don't be afraid to play with it. The clay will let you know if it doesn't like something, usually by giving off a gas or an odor. But with the oils, I don't think it likes eucalyptus oils. I've heard it kind of gets gassy or has a reaction with eucalyptus oil. But just try a little bit at a time and then gradually build up, because you can always add more, okay? You mentioned in the question number 3, you mentioned in the past making sure you have some kind of some time separation between taking clay and taking medications. Does the same apply to vitamins and nutritional supplements? I don't think it really bothers your supplements. It doesn't bother your food. It doesn't bother the absorption of food. It just helps it. Of course, we don't know what supplements are taking now, so I would give it an hour at the most, particularly if you're taking a fish oil, one of the omega oils. Clay does tend to absorb oils, so you might want to wait about an hour before you take those. I generally wait about 30 minutes, not on purpose. I just keep my supplements in the bathroom, and I get up in the morning, and after I brush my teeth, I take them. I take my shower, I do my hair, I get dressed. And it generally takes 30 minutes before I get in the kitchen to get to my clay. So thank you for all 3 questions, and good luck on that salve. Yeah. Linda in Columbus, is it okay to use essential oils with drinking clay? I would drink your essential oils at a different time, because clay absorbs oil, as I just mentioned. We did an experiment. We were trying to get them to use clay to absorb the oil from the BP oil spill, which would take quite a bit of the dry powder clay, but we did an experiment with motor oil over some water, and we poured the powdered clay. We kept sprinkling it over the top, and it absorbed the water, and it sunk to the bottom. And then we'd reach in and squeeze the clay to see if the oil would release, and it wouldn't release. So essential oils are kind of tricky. They give a good fragrance if you mix them with the hydrated clay, the clay mask. If you go ahead and mix the mask first and add some oils, I like peppermint oil. I make my own tooth powder. That's the only time I add it to the dry clay, and I sprinkle some peppermint oil in, and then I have to put rubber gloves on and go in and break up the little oil, because they'll get little knots of clay around them, and you have to crumble them and keep crumbling them and get it all mixed in with the powder. It's a little time consuming, but it makes a good tooth powder. You don't need very much peppermint oil. It's pretty strong. Belinda Johnson in North Carolina. Hi, Perry. Brenda. Oh, this is my friend Brenda. Hi, Brenda. She said, it's been a long time since we've spoken. I'm good. My mom is wonderful. She has had a a bad bout this winter, and doctors counted her out after 1 to 5 months in an ICU. We took her home with oxygen and special equipment. Within 2.5 weeks, she was up, walking, and talking. We celebrated her 87th birthday in April with a huge party. She was dressed in the dressed to the nines, we call it, dancing literally, and had a great time. Mom has finally stopped smoking. She still drinks clay water periodically. With me being in North Carolina and her in D.C., it's not always on track since my sisters and brothers are not as health-conscious as I am. Hopefully you are well. Brenda had a remarkable, amazing experience with her mother. Her mother had eczema. She had had it since childhood. It was just covering her body. She was, I think, 83 at that time, maybe, something like that. And she wouldn't go out in public because people would stare at her, and her skin was just like elephant hide. And Brenda brought her clay and got aggressive with it, and she made her take hot baths. She would rub her down in the clay mask and have her stand in the bathroom and for about 15 minutes and put her in a hot clay bath and let her soak in there, keep her in there as long as she could, get her out, rub her down with coconut oil, wrap her in a towel, put her in bed. And she also had her drinking 3 ounces of the liquid clay 3 times a day. And on the morning of the 4th day, all this cruddy buildup on her skin just fell off. Her bed was a mess, but her skin was beautiful. And I called her and talked to her, and she was so thrilled. She was going to a family reunion, and she was going to wear a short sleeve dress. And she is one amazing lady. I think she's had 11 children, if I'm not right. And so, Brenda, thank you for giving me a update on your mom. I think about you all so often. I often tell people with eczema, don't give up, and I tell her story, and it's helped so many people. Go ahead and get aggressive with it and just do it. I think she was taking clay baths with 2 cups of clay in them, too, if I'm not mistaken. She was really getting aggressive with it, and she got through it in 4 days. Now, the other guy was just gingerly drinking 2 ounces, and he was just doing it in the morning. When I finally got him drinking it, it wasn't diluted, and it took him 2 months. So the time depends on how aggressive you want to be with clay. But this little lady is just amazing. I'm so glad she stopped smoking. That's going to help her a lot. And I'm glad you were able to get her home and get her where she could be in an environment that was more healing to her. Thank you so much for stopping in and touching base. I just love this. All right, let's see what else we have. Can you use clay prior to a colonoscopy? Yes, you can, and you may get extremely good results. We have people who take colonics, who give colonics. Colonics people use the clay. They give it to their customers before they have their first colonic, and their release is much greater and easier. But yes, I would take it before I used before I had a colostomy. You know, if you can do it a week or two or a month before, it's going to really help heal the colon and get you a good report. You want to drink water during the day, not right after you take the clay. Give it time to work in its more stronger form. And then wait an hour and drink a lot of clay during the water just to help flush out things. But I think that would be an excellent idea. Wow, we are out of questions today. So I'm going to slip over to the phone line and see if anybody on the phone has a question they'd like to ask. If you will press *2 on your phone, that will open your line. *2. And I'll wait and see if anyone has a question that's online that they want to ask. I have been getting reports lately. I've had three people come up with hives that couldn't be healed, that they have done everything. They've been to every doctor. They've used every cream and lotion, changed their diet, doing everything. And it's rather unusual that all of a sudden I start getting these reports about hives. So there's something that may be in our environment, in our foods, I think that's triggering it. Of course, three isn't very many, but when you never get any in within a month, you've got three people calling about hives. I had two of them that had had long-term hives. You know, you're talking about the seven-year itch, and they were just miserable. So it kind of alerts me to looking out to what's going on in our environment and what are we getting exposed to that could be causing something like this. If you get the clives, I would recommend a lukewarm clay bath with 1 to 2 cups of clay in it. Get down in there. Stay and soak as long as you can. You want to get your full body down into a clay bath because you want it to work on your lymph glands. And you have lymph glands all over your body, so from your neck down. And when you're detoxing, drinking the clay will clean you from any toxins you've freshly ingested from your mouth south. But for toxins that have been stored in the body over time, when the kidney and liver were so overworked they couldn't get them filtered out, these are what build up over time and cause problems. And we have lots of metals, heavy metals floating around nowadays that we can get exposed to. And so taking the clay baths and just taking periodic clay baths will help keep you detoxed. They're wonderful. They're very relaxing. I've had people say, my mental clarity gets so much better after a clay bath. I can think better. I had two young girls that were just drinking the clay that said they could suddenly understand algebra when they had never understood it before. It just suddenly made sense, and they had this clarity and this ability to focus. So I can't describe how delicious, how truly not only healthy but delicious clay baths are. And I use the word delicious because when you get out, your skin feels baby soft. You don't need to rinse off, just dry off, and your skin feels baby soft. And you get into bed, I just want to be poured into bed like a pancake after a bath because I'm very relaxed and I just sleep like a baby. We've had people with insomnia who said after their first clay bath they were amazed at it. We've had people with migraine headaches that got into a clay bath, and within 15 minutes their migraine headache was gone. We have autistic children that the first clay bath, the parents notice that they are more talkative, they're making eye contact, which they usually avoid doing, and they're more verbal. That they, some of them just turn into chatty Cathy. So I had one lady that had a special needs child who was older, and his first clay bath, he started talking and becoming much more verbal and using complete sentences where prior to that it was just in words. So that's pretty amazing. I'm going to go back over to the question page and see what we have here. Well, we don't have very many questions today, so I guess I get to talk about clay, huh? One of the amazing things about clay is that when you take the clay baths, it's like the clay stimulates the release, the body's release of the toxin, just pulling it out. There's got to be something else there. And drinking the clay and taking the clay, the energy in the clay, it stimulates the body to let go of toxins, and then it pulls them out through the pores of your skin. For people who can't take a clay bath for whatever reason, don't have the facilities, or unable to get in and out of a tub, do a foot soak. There are 200,000 pores on your feet, and you know in the summertime how your feet get hot and sweaty. Well, it's not as effective as a full body detox and the clay bath where you can get all your lymph glands exposed to it, but it's a second thing, way to detox. So mix up some of the clay mud. We call it the mask. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. Every manufacturer will have different directions, so follow their directions. I use a 1-to-3 ratio, so I put in a blender 3 cups of water to 1 cup of clay, dry powder clay, and I blend it on high for 20 to 30 seconds, pour it out into a bowl. You want a bowl that's going to have an airtight lid. You don't want a whole lot of air space because the air is going to dry the clay out as you dip into it. So get it the right size bowl and with an airtight lid, glass or ceramic or a food grade plastic. Pour it into that, and while it's setting up, you need to let it breathe just for a few minutes, like 10 minutes maybe, 10 to 15 minutes, to absorb the moisture and fully expand and become about the consistency of pudding or sour cream. And when you put the lid on it and put the container in your hand and tap on it, you'll feel a vibration, a jelly-like vibration. I don't get that with other things. This clay is the only thing. Other clays I don't get it with. I don't get it with Jell-O. I don't get it with pudding. You can get pudding cups. I don't get it when I tap a jar of sour cream. But you will feel this amazing vibration in the clay, the energy in the clay. And you can take that. Now, the 1-to-3 is going to be a little thick to make a soak out of, so you may want to do a 1-to-5 ratio. For drinking, we use a 1-to-8 ratio. So a 1-to-5 ratio, if you're going to do a foot soak, would be between the liquid and the sour cream consistency. It'd be a little more porous. And you want a tub the size you can put your feet in. And it's good if you can take it all the way up to your ankles. One lady got some rubber galoshes and poured the clay in there and then stuck her foot in. You can't pour too much in there because it'll slosh up. When your foot goes in, you're replacing the space and it'll come over the top if you get too much. I tried it once, but my rubber galoshes were not very big and I didn't have a boot jack to take it off with, and it would get a suction over my arch, and I struggled to get those boots off. I thought I was going to have to cut them off, and I finally, when I got it past there, I heard this swoop as the suction let go. But it is good. You can walk around and be soaking your feet at the same time. That came from one of our customers, and I think that's good. But get a kind of oversized pair of galoshes and try that, and you can soak for an hour or so. You can soak as long as you want, actually, and it's also good for toenail fungus. And we're finding people who've had hammer toes that have noticed after soaking their feet for the toenail fungus that their hammer toes are straightening out, and so that's pretty exciting. Now, I wouldn't have told you it would work for that. I just learned not to over-guess the clay. So those are two ways you can take it. Brenda sent another email. Great summary of Mom's success and clay uses. Gosh, I didn't think you could remember all those details. Clay must be a great memory tool, too. Yes, her skin still looks wonderful, and they're 9 natural births and 2 foster children that she raised. I tell you what, that lady is absolutely amazing. And now she's dancing a jig and she's 87 years old. She is my hero. And you give your mother my love. And thank you again for touching base and telling us about that. Oh, that just made my day. I am just thrilled. Now, Brenda had kind of a struggle with her mom. She didn't want it. Brenda was making her take the hot baths, and she wasn't wanting to get in the hot water. She said it was too hot for her. And, you know, she, Brenda just thought she was trying to get out of the baths, and she kept fussing at her, and she turned the water down on her, had her neighbor come over and turn the water down on her hot water heater. But Brenda noticed the water was just lukewarm, so she heated some on the stove. But in the long run, it worked in her case. Now, if you have the hives will affect you pretty much like, almost like a steam burn. The skin gets very red and it's hot and inflamed. And in that case, you don't want to be in a hot bath. You'd want to be in a lukewarm bath. Because hot hives can, if you have them in a large area, you notice how red they are, and you touch them, and there's heat. There's a lot of heat there. And that's why putting the clay mask on and letting it dry, it pulls out that heat, pulls out the inflammation. So it's very good on them. Well, I think that's about it for today. I'm going to ask one more time if there are any people on the phone lines that would like to ask a question. Press star 2 on your phone, and I will plug you in, and we can visit a little bit. And thank you, Brenda, for making my day, and your mom for just being who she is and being a hero for all of us. And she did all that, and she was a smoker. You know, when my mom got older, she finally decided to quit smoking on her own. Well, I have some more questions here. How nice. My friend Caro in Chicago. Hi. How would it take to see results of taking clay for GI disturbances? How long would it take? It depends on how aggressive you are. If you will start drinking clay and like each day build up by another ounce, you can start at 2 ounces 3 times a day, 3 ounces 3 times a day, 4 ounces 3 times a day, up to as much as 8 ounces 3 times a day. We've had remarkable healings with 8 ounces 3 times a day. The lady had horrible gut issues, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, leaky gut, you name it, she had it. And she started drinking the clay and was doing it for 4 months. And when they finally had to do surgery because she had had this obstruction and this weak spot in her colon, the doctors were just amazed at how she had changed from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in 4 months that they had been treating her. She also advised a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver, and they'd given him 6 months to live because he only had 5% of his liver left, and she started him on the 8 ounces 3 times a day, got him taking the clay baths daily, and he was doing a poultice over his liver daily. And in 6 months, instead of being dead, his liver had grown back 30%. At the end of the year, they could find no sign of the hepatitis C, and a year and a half later, the last check that I heard, his liver had grown back to 55%. So if you have a digestive issue, get aggressive. I can't say that enough. You need to get used to drinking that thick clay and drinking it. And I say thick, it's about like chocolate milk. And being aggressive on how much you take to really heal that colon. If you do that, I think your turnaround time would be a matter of months. If you piddle with it and do a teaspoon or just the minimum dosage, you're going to have a yo-yo effect, particularly if you have things like candida, because the bacteria will grow, and then depending on what you're eating or your stress level, you know, they'll either kick up or they get back down. The clay will get it under control, and then something will happen and trigger it, and it's like feeding them starch, and carbohydrates turn to sugar, and the sugars just feed them. So that's my best guess on that. I'm Mary in Detroit. What is the best container to make and store clay in? I would say glass or ceramic are the very best. Your ceramic pots don't usually have airtight lids, and when the air gets in there, it kind of dries out. A good food grade plastic, something that they sell, a heavy one. You don't want the cheap thin ones. You want the heavy food grade plastic. Those, and you can look up the PET number on plastics and find the number of the good plastics. A glass jar, just make sure you have a plastic lid. You can use a milk bottle or a juice bottle that are glass, or even the plastic with the plastic lid. And you'd be amazed how long it will keep if you keep the air out. Even for the mask, if you keep it in an airtight container and it's pretty full and there's not a lot of air space, it'll take a long time. You don't want to set it in a sunny window or something, because it does dry the clay out through the glass or the plastic. Kim again in Austin. Hi, Perry. I had the drawing salve question. When I asked for recommended oils, sorry, I wasn't clear. I meant oils like coconut oil, cocoa butter. Would you still hydrate the clay first if mixing these types of oils? Yes, I would. Always mix the clay first. And you can melt the oils and then blend them in and stir them. Or if the oils are pretty smooth, if the coconut oil is coagulated, it's pretty tight, it's going to be better to just melt it a little bit and stir it in, and it'll resettle, but you mix it with it. Yeah. All right. Glad you came back and asked that. Thank you. And Brenda said, I'm so impressed with your memory. I'm calling Mom right this minute to let her know you're speaking about her online. Oh, how wonderful. That just really made my day. Well, how can I forget a story like that and a lady like that? You know, there's some things that just stay with you. And I was amazed that I had two kids. I can't imagine having 9 children and having 2 foster children. Can you imagine how lucky those kids were? And I know Brenda, and she is an amazing person. And, you know, if she raised all these kids, you know she gave them good ethics and values and taught them right from wrong. So she's my hero. Yes, I remember her. And I think afterwards she was going out and walking about a mile or so when she got the eczema off her skin. So I remember a lot about you, darling. I feel very connected with you. You keep me posted on your mother. Will you? Thank you. And Carol also said, thank you, thank you. Well, it's nice to be appreciated. I love my listeners. Mary in Detroit said, how about dry powder and your container for dry powder? A good food-grade plastic or glass container with a plastic jar for storing it. And, you know, this clay is 43 million years old. You want to keep it away from strong odors. Don't put it in the garage with a bunch of your chemicals and gasoline. And, you know, you just don't want to store it next to things with strong odors, because even through the jar, clay is such a strong absorbent, it will pick up odors. So your dry powder clay is good for another million years if you treat it right, okay? If it starts smelling, tasting funny when you mix it, then you've gotten some odors have been picked up. Wow, what a wonderful day. Thank you all for all your questions. It's been a joy to be with you today. Go back to the phone lines one more time. If anybody has a question, *2 on your phone. I'll open your line. And I think you're content to listen today, so I won't pressure you with that. Well, it's Thursday, and the weekend is approaching in Texas. It's still springtime, and we're getting lots of rain, but we need it. We need to fill our lakes. But we do ask people to be careful if you're in these storm areas, to take shelter. Don't drive across water. Take care of yourselves. Come back to us safely, and have a wonderful weekend. This is Perry A. signing out.